The central New Jersey town of Bedminster has benefited greatly from the taxes and prestige that came with playing host to a Donald Trump golf course. But as WNYC's Karen Rouse reports, now the town is wondering what it might cost them.
For such a small town, just 8,300 residents, Bedminster has its share of local political royalty. Town Administrator Judy Sullivan knows them all.
Malcolm Forbes family, the Forbes family is here in town. The Canes, Tom Kane Sr., Governor Whitman owns property in town. Woody Johnson, who owns the Jets.
Bedminster sits in the Somerset Hills, a pastoral stretch of New Jersey about an hour due west of Midtown Manhattan. Most of the residents live in townhouses in the Hills development. Lamington Road, where Trump's golf property sits, is a long country road where houses sit back on 10 and 20-acre lots with horses, sheep, and lots of trees. Bedminster is Tony, and Sullivan says, private.
I think people are comfortable here because there is no, oh my goodness, look who that is. We just don't do that here because there's so many people that fit into that category. They're just comfortable here.
Locals say Trump, his wife Melania, and their son Barron are regulars at the club, especially during the summer. And Sullivan says they contribute to the town coffers.
He's one of our biggest taxpayers.
This year, Trump's golf course is expected to bring in nearly $450,000. Only AT&T, which has offices there, will pay more, nearly $2 million. It's a relationship the town has valued for more than a decade. But the Trumps are no longer just regular people. Last week, when Trump came to town as president-elect, the 16-member police department had to scramble to assist the Secret Service. There were road closures, signs that needed to be posted, even reporters descending on Sullivan's office asking for permission to broadcast their news reports on town property. Police Chief Carl Rock says his officers put in 85 hours of overtime, costing the town an additional $4,500. It's a pittance compared to the $1 million a day New York City is expected to spend in resources when Trump's in town. But if Trump makes regular visits to Bedminster, the way the first President Bush used Kennebunkport, that $4,500 in OT can become a problem.
We're a little town. We have a little budget. We have a little tax rate. We have, you know, a little police department, and we're trying to do our part. But again, at what point does it become a burden? We don't know yet. We're going to find out how this all works.
Daniel Cassino is a political science professor at Fairleigh Dickinson University in New Jersey. He says small towns can become resentful over the costs. He says federal taxpayers will always cover the direct costs, like Secret Service protection.
Actually flying President Trump there, security, and the security advance team.
The problem for Bedminster, according to Cassino, are the indirect costs.
The indirect costs are covered by the town. So things like you have to have officers on overtime to put up and put down traffic cones.
Even dealing with protesters who show up.
That is entirely on you. Now, when the president's there, the Secret Service will protect the president, but they're not protecting your parks. They're not protecting anything else that's going on in your town.
Cassino says when the Clintons moved to Chappaqua, residents there became resentful because of the disruption.
When Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton retired up to Chappaqua, suddenly the Secret Service had to move into Chappaqua.
At a local supermarket in Bedminster, reaction was mixed. Adele O'Brien lives in nearby Basking Ridge.
I passed by there on Saturday, and there was no disruption in traffic or anything else. So I really don't think he's going to impact our area at all.
Jack Shocklin from Bridgewater was less forgiving.
I don't want him anywhere near me, to tell you the truth.
He says the president should stay in Washington. For WNYC, I'm Karen Rouse.